about different kinds of land. I was wondering what you call land that has water in it all the time. Or most of the time.
Oh, it was just like a patch out there with water in it.
Yeah,
that,
where water will stand in the land.
Oh, we call that a frog pond in most cases.
Okay, well, what if there's not that much water, just, you know, just muddy?
Still, it'd be a frog pond, a mud hole, either one.
What if there's a bunch of land?
A bunch of land? I haven't seen no bunch. Now, we have, they call this frog level down here because where this house is sitting, there used to be water here all the time, and a bunch of frogs was raised in. Frog level, that's what they call this.
Huh. Well, do you have anything like swamp?
Oh yes, that's a swamp right down there.
What's a swamp?
Well, a swamp is where a lot of trees are. Then 9 times out of 10 you have a branch or brooks or creeper, whichever one you want to call it.
Are those all the same thing?
Huh?
Are those all the same thing or is one bigger than the other?
Well, I really wouldn't know the definition of that for the simple reason. Now,
what about you? Do you use them all?
No, we just say the branch. Mm-hmm. Or what runs through there is it makes up a creek. It starts way back up yonder as a branch. So, I'd say 2 or 3 miles back up is just a little old branch. And it goes on, and another connect into it. Then it's named Warner Creek. Goes into the river, be a creek, good sized creek, after all the tributaries goes in there, you know.
Mm-hmm. What other creeks we have around here?
That's the only one we have over here, but now you got another one up there. You cross it coming down here on Highway 31 or either 65. It's Warner. Yellowleaf. Yellowleaf Creek. See, this is Warner over here, and Yellowleaf goes up above the dam, above Lay Dam, below Lay Dam, and this here one goes in below too. Both of them goes in below the dam, or they go into the Mitchell Dam Pond.
Mm-hmm. Would you have a word for a place where salt pays would grow along the sea?
Where?
Salt pays would grow along the sea.
Salt pays. Never heard tell it.
Okay. What about land that's not very good?
Call that poor land.
Okay. If it's part sand and part clay, what would you call it?
We call that a sandy land.
Okay. Any more words for different kinds of land, whether it's
rich
or poor?
I wouldn't know any different words for it. I'm not too much of a land man. I never been on the farm too much, only when I was small.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever hear the word
loan? Mm-hmm. Yes, I've loaned people and never got it back.
Well, I think it's loan for a kind of land.
A land? Uh-huh. You call it loan? Mm-hmm. Never heard of telling that shit.
Suppose you've got some swampy land you want to get the water off of it. You have to do what to it?
Well, you'd have to ditch it to drain it.
Okay. And you think you dig in it, get the water to drain it off?
You dig a ditch to it to drain the water.
Would you ever call that drain?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What about a deep, narrow valley that a stream was cut in the woods or in the field? Maybe about 10 feet deep, 10 feet tall. What would you call
that? You call that a ditch, I guess.